Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As many people plan to actually leave the country over the next few weeks, the bigger problem, I think, are not those going, but those coming in, because border management in South Africa has revealed that more than 8,000 people attempted to enter South Africa illegally in the second quarter of 2025 alone. And those only are the ones that we know about. How did we get here? How did we land up in the situation that our borders are the mess that they are? To help us unpack this, we're joined by someone who does understand these issues and also what the implications are. Willem Els is a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives for the Transnational Threats International Crime Program Institute for Security Studies. Willem, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. From your vantage point, let's start here. How would you describe the current state of South Africa's border control? Is it as bad as these reports are suggesting?
Good morning to you. Yes, unfortunately, you know, it's been coming for a long time. Mm. And we see that that the minister really stepped up his game, came up with strategies, and also the BMA released the report and also a strategy. But where we are at the moment is that our borders are extremely, extremely porous. We've got massive stretches of border. We've got lots of land border seaports as well as airports. And the situation at the moment, as it was reflected at what you say, the illegal immigrants and the people that are flooding into South Africa, we are not in a position at the moment that we are able to actually stem the tide.
How did we actually get here? I mean, how bad was it compared to what it is today? And what are some of the primary reasons that we are in this situation? Because we've always had the same borders. We've always had these long stretches of borders.
Yeah, you know, we can go back a long way. Say, for instance, if we go back prior pre-94, for instance, you know, our borders were extremely secured. We allocated a lot of manpower, a lot of resources towards that. We had electrified fences on our borders, especially between Zimbabwe and South Africa, but also between Mozambique and South Africa. They were fairly well manned, and all of these infrastructure were really well maintained. But we see that in 1992, 1993, they switched off the electricity to these electric fences, and it deteriorated from there. That today there is nothing left of them. Everything has been carried away, been removed, and at the moment, you know, unfortunately, it seems that it's a free for all because of the resources that are not there, the manpower that is not there, and also the capacity in order to really secure our borders has really diminished.
In terms of the criticism is that we don't have enough manpower, we don't allocate enough power. Is it a capacity issue or is it an allocation issue? And the actual desire to fix it?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all of the above. We see that if you really do not have the strategy to follow through or to implement, and there's a lack of political will in order to enforce it, one of the first things you do is you start to defund the capabilities, and it's been defunded over a long period, and it's been neglected, unfortunately, by government. So they actually allowed it to deteriorate to a certain extent that we are where we are today, where we have got extremely porous borders. And also what we have, we see, apart from the resources, the manpower and the infrastructure that is lacking, you know, one of the main reasons for porous borders is actually your compromising of your state-embedded actors. And
right,
that
so that's,
the corruption.
Right, so that's what I was going to say to you. How big a role did corruption play in this?
That's correct. It plays a major role. And that is also why we see with the new strategy and also the plan that has been announced over the past week, we saw that that one of the things that they are doing, Commissioner Majapata as well as the minister, They announced that they, for instance, they're relying a lot on technology now. They're bringing in drones to observe, but also one of the major things that's been rolled out is the implementation of body cams. And now these body cameras are being fitted to all your border control agents, and that is it serves two purposes. The first thing it monitors, it controls, it really place them in a position where they can monitor it. But of course, secondly, it also diminishes your capability of being corrupt and compromised.
There are two main areas. In fact, well, they're not. There are many, many more because there's the issue of organized crime, trafficking, as well as terrorism. I mean, that's aside from the fact that the country itself can't cope with hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people in the country that are here illegally. But let's just talk about the threat of terrorism and organized crime as a result of these borders. What are we seeing? What do we know?
Yeah, you see, in the first place, your organized crime syndicates and your terrorist groups, there's a very big nexus between the two. They feed off each other. And what we see is now, if you do not have control over the influx, the uncontrolled influx across your borders, you really lose that control in order to effectively monitor and effectively prevent these people from coming into the country and also from organizing themselves. Because once they're flooded into the country, it is extremely difficult to trace them and then to actually more effectively monitor it, because you know we don't have the capacity to stop them because of manpower and all the other things we mentioned. But also it's extremely difficult once they are into the country and they're embedded and they have their support structures in place, and then it is very easy for them to start to thrive and to operate. And that goes together with you know any organized crime syndicate that really want to be effective, they are very dependent and rely on compromising of state actors, and that is from a political level to a operational level. If they can compromise them, they are the protection of these syndicates. And once they've got their protection, we see what is rolling out at the moment in the Commission and the Ad Hoc Committee, where it's coming very evident that once these people have been compromised, these syndicates can actually operate at free will, and they can even capture what they need to do in order for them to thrive.
In terms of Home Affairs, SAPS, Defence, State Security, are they working effectively? Well, they're clearly not working effectively, otherwise we wouldn't have the problem. But are they working in silos or in this area? Because it requires coordination between all of them in order to be successful. Or are they working completely in siloed environments here?
And that is normally a challenge that you face. And that is one of the reasons why the Border Management Authority has been established, where they are bringing together your customs, your immigration, your border guards, etc., Home Affairs, together with all the other role players under one umbrella. And then they have better effect, and they are breaking down those silos. But in the moment, we must remember the police, the South African Police Service has also got a big role to play, as well as the military. And currently, they are trying to coordinate them, to bring them together. But unfortunately, we are not where we are supposed to be in breaking down those silos.
In terms of the way forward, do you think that given the fact that there is this publicity around it, that we are seeing these reports, do you see any green shoots or signs that this is that there's a real intention to try and get this sorted?
I think so. You know, I think Dr. Schroeder, as the minister, he demonstrated some political will and some guidance also under Commissioner Masipata. They really make their intent known, and especially with this strategy that they brought in. We see when they release the reports of the previous quarter that there was improvement. We're not where we want to be. We're not where we're supposed to be. But at least there is some improvement, and we believe that should they continue on this road, slowly but surely, we're going to make an impact on that.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, at giving us that perspective and a very clear view on what the situation looks like. Willem Els is a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives.